The Latin America Report is made possible by MBAF, CPAs and advisors.
From the WLRN newsroom, I'm Tim Padgett. At Brazuca's, a Brazilian restaurant in Doral, Danilo Leao is whipping up his most popular dish, feijoada. It's a heavenly stew of black beans, meats, and spices created centuries ago by Brazilian slaves.
The rich people, whatever they didn't eat, they threw it away. And the slaves, they mix it up everything. That's called feijoada. Very carioca. Very carioca.
Carioca, meaning from Rio de Janeiro, the iconic Brazilian beach city that's hosting the Summer Olympics starting Friday. Leao is a carioca, a Rio native. He came to Miami to learn to be a commercial pilot, but became a chef instead. 3 years ago, he opened Brazuca's.
Brazuca's like me, a Brazilian guy who lives outside of Brazil.
Leao isn't the kind of Brazilian expat Miamians usually read about. He doesn't own a million-dollar condo in Brickell, nor do his customers. Still, most of them are die-hard cariocas and big fans of Leao's feijoada.
Everybody says, my food's like their mother used to do back in Rio de Janeiro. I guess it's most important to put a lot of love.
But Leao and his fellow cariocas admit that these Olympic Games, the first ever to be held in South America, are testing their love for Rio de Janeiro. They want the event to show the world that their birthplace isn't just about carnival, but also about competence. So far, it hasn't worked out that way.
Those politicians' mentality from Rio, these people, they like to leave everything for the last minute, for the last moment. That's very wrong.
Like the Soccer World Cup Brazil hosted 2 years ago, the Rio Olympics look less than ready. A key $3 billion subway extension was only finished a couple days ago, and it doesn't even reach the Olympic Village for the 10,000 athletes, which itself is being criticized for shoddy construction. Worse, Guanabara Bay, the site for rowing and sailing events, was never cleaned up as promised. It's still rife with sewage pollution.
To tell you the truth, I'm kind of ashamed.
Brazuca's regular Fabio de Deus is a carioca. He lives in Doral but grew up in Rio's Barra de Tijuca district, where the Olympic Park has been built.
My family's there, and it's a pity because they want to show a different kind of carnival. The union for the nations, you know, races.
Still, De Deus says cariocas know how to make up for what their leaders screw up, starting with Rio de Janeiro's famously jovial hospitality.
There's no other city. The way the population is very warm, friendly. You're going to see somebody get close to you just to say, hello, how are you, my friend?
I think you will be better than everybody expects.
Claide Couto, a carioca, splits her time between Doral and Rio de Janeiro. Couto just returned from Rio, and she points out Brazil's World Cup turned out fine even after disastrous preparations. She says even Rio's notorious crime should be dormant.
80,000 police just arrived over there, so security looks good. So I think everything is late, everything is like a mess, but it will be everything okay in Rio de Janeiro. It's beautiful, it's beautiful.
Danilo Leao agrees. Sensual bossa nova music plays in his restaurant 24/7. On the back wall is a mural showing Rio de Janeiro's colossal Christ the Redeemer statue looking down from Corcovado Mountain on sublime Guanabara Bay. It's all a reminder that even if these Olympics don't turn out okay, they'll still showcase one of the most beautiful places in the world.
Rio is unique. Yeah, I think it's a paradise.
But he acknowledges it's a problematic paradise. Leao and his customers are largely middle class, so they told me they worry about how the Olympics will affect poorer residents like those living in large slums known as favelas. On that score, most cariocas say Rio's leaders failed.
For the cariocas in the city who will have to live with the Rio that's left over after the Olympics, this was not a good deal.
Brazilian-born journalist Juliana Barbosa is the author of Dancing with the Devil in the City of God, Rio de Janeiro on the Brink. She spoke with me from Rio.
The majority of the investment that did happen went to already wealthy neighborhoods. A lot of the investments that would have improved the quality of life for, you know, lower-income cariocas was not implemented. So the real tragedy here is the missed opportunity. This was supposed to be a different Brazil.
But it's the old Brazil. In fact, these Olympics are taking place amid some of the worst political and economic crises in Brazil's history. Even so, it's still the Olympics, and they're worth coming to see on Danilo Leao's big screen TV while you're eating some really good feijoada. I'm Tim Padgett in Miami. You can read more of our Latin America coverage at WLRN.org.
The Latin America Report is made possible by MBAF, CPAs and advisors.